What If Yahweh Wants to Take Down America by Rick Eldridge, Tabernacle David Restored. What if the thing that Yahweh wants to do is to bring America down? What would you do? What would you still follow Yeshua no matter what? Are the things of God more important than the country that we live in? Are you undone if and when the country is taken away from you? What will you do? Does your love of God far surpass the love of the country and tradition? What will you do? To whom will you turn? Will you continue to serve man, or will you finally turn and repent from your evil ways? You may say, God would never do this to a godly country. Since when are we a godly country? When we allow the death of millions of innocent children's blood of the unborn come upon our hands? Will we allow those who are innocent to be locked up without a fair trial? Will we allow state after state to launch illegal elections and to allow those outside the influence and change the results? This is what needs to be done. If I shut up the heavens and there is no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, and my people upon whom my name is called shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their evil ways, then I shall hear from the heavens and forgive their sin and heal their land. That was taken from 2 Chronicles 7:13-14. Repent, repent, pray and seek his face. This is what is needed. And if we do not repent and humble ourselves, then all is lost. We must return back to God and do what he said for us to do. That is, we must return to Torah and do what he says. For this is the rules of the kingdom of God. This is how we are to live and love each other. This is something to consider. May Yahweh bless you. And if you follow him, may he cause his face to shine upon you if you seek after him. This is Rick Eldridge signing off.